Well, hello, hello, everyone. Thank you for coming back. And if you're new to this podcast, my name is Akiyemi McCoy, and I am the Christian therapist. I do want you to know that anything that I share on this podcast is not meant to be a replacement for therapy with a licensed mental health professional. All information is for educational purposes only. All right, sit back and enjoy. I have decided to take this opportunity to answer a question that so many people have asked me in the past about what I'm doing. I'm starting a business. And if you hear a lot of outside noises, because I have my window open, I'm doing this from my home office. And so we might hear cars starting, horns blowing, children playing. We might hear a lot of different things. But you know what? I don't feel like re-recording this video again. So that's just life. Okay. So I remember when I decided that I wanted to go into business for myself. And I remember that I was working in a job and I was making really good money. And I remember having this fear over and over again that popped up into my mind, these thoughts that popped up into my mind that was fearful, fearful of what if this don't go right? What if I can't pay my bills? What if these things go wrong? I was so fearful of doing that thing which I really wanted to do that it took me much longer to actually go through with it. It took me so much longer to go through with it. But yet, for some reason, there was something inside of me that wanted it so badly, but fear really made it hard for me to go after it. Until one day, I don't even remember where it came from, but one day I decided to put in my notice. I decided to put in a notice of when I was going to leave the job. And at first, when I was thinking about the date of the notice, I was calculating, when my last paycheck would be and what bills I would have to pay and all of these different things. I was calculating, analyzing, reanalyzing, getting scared again. And it took me a long time just to come up with a date for when I was going to give my resignation. But finally, I just came up with a date. I came up with a date, I typed the letter, I sent it in the email, and voila, it was now alive. And you talk about being nervous and shaken, and I had to get up and take a walk, because I was so scared of what I had just done. But what I realized that unless I have a real, true, deep desire to achieve and obtain that thing which I really, really want, unless I have that desire, I will not take any steps towards obtaining it. I won't take no steps at all. And until I decide to just jump and leap and do the first thing that's required to get done, I'm never going to get it. I'm never going to get it. So when I decided to hit send for that email to go to those people that needed to see it, it wasn't going to happen, but it did. I sent the email. Now they have noticed. Now I have got to go through with it. Doesn't mean I wasn't still scared and uncomfortable, but it was the ball started rolling. The ball started rolling. So when there is something that you have a desire to do, you have to first imagine it. It's not even going to come to fruition until an idea pops in your mind and you start imagining you actually doing that thing. Most adults don't take time to even imagine the possibilities of obtaining or having something. So if they don't imagine it, there's nothing to do. There's really nothing to do. But the moment that you imagine it and you envision it and you see yourself doing that thing, all of a sudden that desire begins to grow. And you will find yourself so irritated and frustrated with your present condition because you got that desire in there too, that you're going to have to move. You're going to have to do something. And that's what happened for me. I envisioned what it was that I wanted. This desire in me started growing, and I became very uncomfortable and irritated in my present situation. And that irritation and that uncomfortable feeling made that desire get deeper and deeper in me, grow bigger and bigger in me, to a point where I had to do something about it. And I know that sometimes this is not the best thing to do, but sometimes you might have to allow yourself to burn bridges so you won't go back across that bridge. Because there was something in me that had to make the bridge unpassable so I couldn't go backwards. I know that may make no sense to some people, but in order for me to move forward, I had to do something so I could not retreat and go back to what it was that I wanted to do. I mean, or what I was comfortable in before. I had to become uncomfortable. I had to become uncomfortable so I could move forward. But I had to make sure I couldn't go backwards, if that makes sense. So sometimes you gotta get rid of that thing that will make it easy for you to go back. You have to get rid of it so you can't retreat. Once you put it out there in the atmosphere, once you do it, it makes it harder for you to be able to go backward. You just want to go forward. But the other thing is, if you don't believe that you can get that thing, you're not going to succeed. So I had a desire, but then I believed that I could do it. And even though I understood that I might come up against some barriers, I knew that is going to be some moments where I was going to fall and, you know, the door was going to be shut. But I had to have a strong enough desire that I was going to push through no matter what. Push through no matter what. And I had to remind myself of the vision that I had. And I had to keep on reminding myself when I went to bed, you know, I had to keep that vision in my head. And when I woke up in the morning, I had to put that vision back in my face in front of me again so I could keep on, so the desire could get stronger and stronger, and to the point of me actually doing it. Have a vision of where you want to be. See yourself there. Believe that you can make it, and allow that desire to grow bigger and bigger, and make it hard for you to retreat back to the way that you used to be in the being comfortable. You're going to have to get uncomfortable in order to reach that desire. You're going to have a strong desire to obtain it and watch it manifest in your life. You have to want it. It has to be in your bones to want it. If your conscious mind is just seeing failure, if you're consciously focusing on failure, then you're going to fail. But if you're consciously thinking of succeeding, you will succeed. Until the next time, good mental health and good spiritual health. Now, I know I just gave you a whole lot of information in a little bit of time, and you may not even know where to really begin with trying to realize your dream. Well, if you need a little support or direction in helping you navigate through this little journey, I would love to assist you with that. You can contact me to set up a 10-minute consultation at 404-759-4853, or you can get to know me a little bit better by going to my website at www.life-counseling-transitions.com. The information is going to be below the video, so don't think that you got to remember that or replay it over and over to get that information. I would love to have some time to talk with you to help you get to where you desire and discover your purpose.